world's largest retailer, 2 years ago opened an R&D center in Silicon Valley where it develops its own search engines and looks for startups to buy. But competing on Amazon's terms doesn't stop with putting up a digital storefront or creating a mobile app. Walmart has gone as far as admitting that it may have to rethink what its stores are for. To equal Amazon's flawless delivery, this year it even floated the idea of recruiting shoppers out of its aisles to play delivery man, whisking goods to customers who've ordered online. Amazon is a tech innovator by necessity, too. The company lacks three of conventional retailing's most basic elements: a showroom where customers can touch the wares, on-the-spot salespeople who can woo shoppers, and the means for customers to take possession of their goods the instant a sale is complete. In one sense, everything that Amazon's engineers create is meant to make these fundamental deficits vanish from sight. Amazon's cunning can be seen in the company's growing patent portfolio. Since 1994, Amazon.com and a subsidiary, Amazon Technologies, have won 1,263 patents. By contrast, Walmart has just 53. Each Amazon invention is meant to make shopping on the site a little easier, a little more seductive, or to trim away costs. Consider U.S. patent number 8,261,983 on generating customized packaging, which came into being in late 2012. "We constantly try to drive down the percentage of air that goes into a shipment," explains Dave Clark, the Amazon vice president who oversees the company's nearly 100 warehouses known as fulfillment centers. "The idea of shipping goods in a needlessly bulky box and paying a few extra cents to United Parcel Service or other carriers makes him shudder. Ship nearly a billion packages a year, and those pennies add up." Amazon, over the years, has created more than 40 sizes of boxes, but even that isn't enough. That's the glory of Amazon's packaging patent. When a customer's odd pairing of items creates a one-of-a-kind shipment, Amazon now has systems that will compute the best way to pack that order and create a perfect box for it within 30 minutes. For thousands of online merchants, it's easier to live within Amazon's ecosystem than to compete. So small retailers such as EasyLunchboxes.com have moved their inventory into Amazon's warehouses, where they pay a commission on each sale for shipping and other services. That is becoming a highly lucrative business for Amazon, says Goldman Sachs analyst Heath Terry. He predicts Amazon will reap $3.5 billion in cash flow from third-party shipping in 2014, creating a very profitable side business that he values at $38 billion, about 20% of the company's overall stock market value. Jousting directly with Amazon is tougher. Researchers at Internet Retailer calculate that Amazon's revenue exceeds that of its next 12 competitors combined. In a regulatory filing earlier this year, Target, the third largest retailer in the U.S., conceded that its digital sales represented an immaterial amount of total sales. For other online entrants, the most prudent strategies generally involve focusing on areas that the big guy hasn't conquered yet, such as selling services, online flash sales that snare impulse buyers who can't pass up a deal, or particularly challenging categories such as groceries. Yet many, if not most, of these upstarts are losing money. Confronted with today's current profitless hypergrowth, Amazon's inventors are hard at work on that problem, too. The company's basic patents for "buy this too" recommendations, which date back to 2000, have been supplemented in the past 2 years with nearly a dozen additional ideas for enticing visitors to put some extra gear into their carts. One twist: suggesting to online shoppers just the right $5.98 paperback to help them inch past the threshold that qualifies for free shipping. Clerks in physical stores have been upselling for ages via classic questions such as, "Would you like a tie to go with that suit?" But in Amazon's round-the-clock digital emporium, it's possible to target customers' shopping carts with a game theorist's precision. Weeks before the 2013 holiday shopping season got rolling, for example, Amazon announced that a $25 order wasn't quite big enough anymore to qualify for free shipping. The new minimum? $35. Next, in Can Same-Day Delivery Succeed This Time?, Rachel Metz tests out the newly revamped services that major internet companies are offering. The couriers delivered the packages one by one.